Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Hi, Jasmine. I was just seeing the link in your company online, and I was just trying to see what do you pay your caregivers, and is it the caregivers or the other caregivers, the one that is it the shoot, I can't even call the name of
so
how much do you pay
so the pay
caregivers?
So the pay rate depends on the county the patient resides in and how many hours a week they have, because we pay overtime. So where's your patient located?
Okay, you say right now.
Where's the patient located? Your patient, where is it located? Where's the person located? What county?
Okay, one is located in Soulard. One is located in
I'm sorry,
in Delwood.
Delwood?
What county?
Yes, what county?
That's North St. Louis County.
North St. Louis. How many hours does that patient have?
The top as far as it can go.
So it's, what, 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, 30 hours? Okay. So for that patient, for both counties, it's 15 an hour.
No. The one in Soulard don't get there many hours yet.
What county is that one in?
That one is in St. Louis City.
Yep. For both of them, the county rates are the same. So I can do 15 for both.
You can do what?
15 for both. 15 an hour.
15?
Uh-huh.
15 an hour?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have pay raises?
Pay raises? Yeah, once, I believe it's every 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then payroll is once a week. So you get paid every Friday.
Every Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the one that get paid every 5 hours, she gets hours over. She gets overtime hours sometimes. Sometimes she gets 7 hours a day. Sometimes she gets 8 hours a day, depends, because she just had two diabetic comas.
Oh no.
And she just had she got neuropathy in her leg.
Right.
And her daughter has to stay over with her sometimes.
So anything over 40 hours is time and a half. So,
mm-hmm.
like, let's say
okay.
that she gets, like, let's say 56 hours a week. So you're going to get anything
mm-hmm.
over 40 hours is time and a half. So if you're doing 15 for the first 40, it's going to be 22 for the next 16.
Okay. Okay, and where are you located?
We are right in St. Louis. Our main office is
mm-hmm.
in 1 Westport Plaza. But
mm-hmm.
if you like, I can submit the referral now so we can start you on your hiring journey and get everything ready for you.
Okay. And I was just going to ask, what do I have to do to, because different companies have different things to do to get you into their company?
Nothing. All we need to do is submit the referral. And then get some
mm-hmm.
information, and then we would call
mm-hmm.
the state. We would put in what's called the
mm-hmm.
provider change verbally. Then it gets assigned to
mm-hmm.
a worker. The worker then calls the patient. They confirm
mm-hmm.
that they want to change their services to the new agency, and then they give us an authorization.
Mm-hmm.
And within that waiting period, we will reach out to you, the caregiver, and we will send you your hiring application. We'll register you with the Family Care Safety Registry, and we'll get you onto payroll. So by the time the changes occur on a state level, you're ready to get paid.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, let's get going.
All right, what's the first patient's name?
The first patient is Rochelle Davis.
And Rochelle is R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E?
Uh-huh.
And date of birth?
9/19/71.
Home address?
1624 Delmar. Maldon Lane. M-O-L-M-A-L-D-O-N. Maldon.
You said Lane?
Lane.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
St. Louis, zip code?
Uh-huh. 63136.
And her Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN?
The Medicaid.
Or for her Missouri MoHealth Net card? It's her food stamp card. A benefit card.
Okay. Now, I'll get you the food stamp. Let me get you my...
And you're going to be the full-time caregiver. What's your name?
I'm the customer. I'm the client.
So you Miss Rochelle Davis?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And who's going to be your caregiver?
My daughter. Her name is Aisha.
Daughter, Aisha. How do you spell that for accuracy?
It's
I-S-H. S-I-S-H.
It's I-S-H. A-I-A.
A, I'm sorry, I-S-H-A-I-A.
Damn. Let me find my wallet. Hold on 1 second. Let me turn the TV down that way I can... Get some things going, because okay. And I can give you my card number and everything. Okay, now, you say my...
MoHealth Net ID number, DCN.
DCN. Number. Let me see what I got in here that I got with that on there. Because I don't have my Medicaid number card. I don't even know what my Medicaid card is. And just got my food stamp card.
Miss Rochelle, how do you spell your daughter's first name? It's I-S-H-A-I-A?
It's I-S-H-A-I-A.
Okay, and the last name?
Davis.
Got it. And a good number to reach her?
A good number to reach her is 314.
Mm-hmm.
393.
Mm-hmm.
0210.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to call you back and give you my... Let me see if I can...
Do you have an email address?
Yes, my email is
ROKELS. Wait.
ROKELS 800 @gmail.com.
Okay, so I got Ralph, Oscar, Kite, Elephant, Larry, Sam, 800 @gmail, correct?
Wait a minute. My thing is Roquel's 800
You said Gmail?
Gmail.com.
And your social?
.com. That's it. @gmail.com.
And your social?
361.
Mm-hmm.
52.
Mm-hmm.
52. Wait a minute. 361-452-4721. I'm sorry.
So that's
my
okay,
mind gets messed up behind those commas.
All right, wait. So it's 361-524-721?
Mm-mm. 361-524-721.
Got it. That's 361-524-721.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Give me a second.
Take your time. I'm going to need you to get something to write with as well. Okay, Ms. Rochelle?
Okay. I got to go to the restroom. Nyla. Yeah, the company I'm with now, I sure don't like it. They messing her checkup. And she don't like it.
No, I don't blame her. She shouldn't have any issues with payroll.
Yeah. Now they just sent her a paper check and she haven't received it yet. And they shouldn't have. They should have sent it to her new account.
Yeah, direct deposit.
Yeah. And I got something to write with. Okay. And what am I doing now?
You're looking for your DCN number or for your Missouri MoHealth? And you're grabbing something to write with, a notebook or a notepad.
Okay. I'm looking for the DCN.
Ms. Rochelle, what's the second patient's name so I can start filling out the form for them?
And he's my brother. His name is Eric.
Eric, E-R-I-C-K-A.
E-R-I-C.
Okay. And is it Davis as well?
It's Hardy. H-A-R-D-Y.
Date of birth?
His date of birth is 10. Come on, Rochelle.
10/23. I'm
10/24. Or
10/22.
Okay. He's either 10/22 or 10/23. He's 10/22 because my mom died on 10/23.
Oh, no.
He's 10/22.
She waited to after his birthday, you know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Do
you have his, the year he was born?
He just turned 63.
You said 73?
63.
63, okay. And does he reside at your household?
Yes.
At the 1624 Malden Lane?
Yes.
Okay, and a good number to reach Eric?
You can reach him at my number, the 557 number,
mm-hmm.
Or you can reach him at... Let me see. You can reach them at this number sometime. It's 314-866-0559.
Okay. And would you happen to have his DCN as well?
No, he'll have it.
Do you have his social so I can look him up?
He'll have it.
Is he there with you?
He over there with all the women today.
He ain't stupid.
I dropped him off. I was supposed to be over there, but I didn't feel too good today.
Miss Rochelle, is your daughter his worker as well?
No, my husband.
What's his name?
Kelvin. K-E-L-V-I-N.
Kelvin?
Uh-huh.
And last name?
David.
Okay.
Davis.
And a good number to reach, Mr. Kelvin.
314.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Not 314. It's 557.
Mm-hmm.
213.
Mm-hmm.
5136.
That's 557-213-5136.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And make sure I make sure I gave you the right number. I 136. Yep. Just I'll call Eric and let him know him, because I ain't telling none about what we finished.
I'm putting you as the point of contact. Of contact, Sister Rochelle. And I'm going to add your number, mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Now, the state will be able to talk to the state before we change over to you, right?
They won't make any changes until they hear from you and Eric. They have to, you guys
okay.
Verbally have to okay it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I put in, because he needs more hours.
So you know what's going to end up happening? If you put in a request already for more hours, they're going to attach it to this request. So it's going to happen even sooner. Instead of waiting that whole 30 days for it to get assigned, your time starts from the day you put in the initial request to do the unit increase. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
This device isn't set up yet. To get started, download the Google Home app on a phone or tablet.
Yeah, I see I do that. And my terminal, I gotta find it real quick.
It's red now? No, it's orange. No, the MoHealthNet card is orange. Like orange and white.
Oh, they changed it.
Oh, they did? Okay.
No. Girl, I ain't had one in so long. So many years it was red. It might be orange now.
I thought it was orange. I know the red and white card is the Medicare. But it might have been.
And I don't know it. All I know is 205.
It's an 8-digit number.
Yeah, all I know. I'm going to have to call. When we get off the phone, I'm going to have to call and get it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my information and the number that you need to call so that you can put in the request, okay? So they can add it to your initial request.
Okay. Get out of my bed. Y'all know better. Nyla. Nyla. Hey. Feisty. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. You mess with him, you going in that basement. Girl, these cats get...
I love cats.
They get bad sometimes, and I got 12 of them.
12 cats?
Yeah.
Wow.
They good I got a psychiatrist and for my I can't even call the name of it. I got a side that's kinda bad. And,
the therapy?
The
therapy animal?
Yeah. Yeah. They're good for me. They're my babies.
Oh, I love cats.
I do too. And they're Persian. And Persian and baby. Get out of my bag, Diamond. Oh, that's what y'all messed with, the food bowl. Y'all hungry, Feisty? Give me a minute. I shall be here in a minute. She'll give y'all something to eat.
So, Rochelle, you got something to write with?
Huh?
Do you have something to write with?
Yes, ma'am. As long as I take these pain pills. Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
So the name of the agency is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's D-E-L-U-X-E. Deluxe.
Deluxe.
Home care.
Home care.
The agency's
okay.
phone number is 314.
Uh-huh.
501-2507.
Okay.
And then my number is the same, ends in 808. So 314-501-2508.
08?
You got it. And my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Now I'm going to give you the state's number. It's a direct number in St. Louis. You have to prompt your Medicaid ID because you don't have it. Just put the last four digits of your social until you get a representative on the line, okay? And tell them that
okay.
you're calling to transfer your services and your brother's. They may ask to speak to your brother.
Uh-huh.
Just let them know that he's sleeping, but you all reside in the same household.
Mm-hmm.
And you're putting in it's called a provider change. Put that down, provider change. For you and him to Deluxe Home Care. And then just give them my information.
Provider.
Provider change.
Change.
You might have to give them your full social, okay?
Okay.
So they could find you. Also, when you find your
okay.
card, just call me so that I can add it, all right?
Okay.
And what else? Now I'm going to give you the state's numbers. 314.
Mm-hmm.
314. Wait 1 second. Let me just pull it up. 314-340-7300. So that's 340-7300.
7300.
Call them now before they close so they can attach this request to the previous one.
Okay, that's the state.
And then
the
I'm going to be submitting the referral so that the coordinators here can reach out to your husband and your daughter to send them the hiring applications, okay?
Okay.
Call me back once you're done talking to the state, okay?
All righty.
All right.
Okay, now I call 501-2508 for
that's
you,
my
right?
Name. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
All right, Ms. Rochelle. Bye.
Okay.